Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. The key issue facing our school that we're going to pray about are all the parents of every student of all ages. And there's a lot in our county to cover. We know that parents, when they're involved and support and participate in the child's learning process, that the student does better. And research revealed that they're better academically, socially, and intellectually. But if a parent views the school negatively, this also can be an obstacle to the student's success. But parents need support with all that they face with their students: school supplies, clothes, extracurricular activities, overseeing homework, school notices, juggling work, school schedules, peer pressure, meals, parent-teacher conferences, attending school events, and so much more. It just sounds tiring listening to it. But let's face it, parents need prayer and support in raising students throughout the school year. Let's stop and pray for them to be involved with their child's educational process and find ways to balance their own lives. So, Father, we thank you for the many parents across our county. We know that you are the one that gave them their children. So, Lord, we ask that you would begin to work in their hearts and their minds to be actively involved with their children's education, that they would know more than what the teacher's name is. They would know the different people that work with their student, with their student, their child. Father, we pray that we plead that the name of Jesus, that the unsaved parents would surrender their lives to Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit would convict them and draw them to Jesus in faith and repentance. That the believing parents would grow in their relationship to God so that they could train godly children. We pray that neither of them will be lazy when they're at home, that they won't just hand over technology to their child without watching and having parental controls and times on it, that so that the children aren't educated that way, but that they're actually sitting down and doing their homework with a balance of play and outdoor activity. We pray that they would be genuinely interested in their children, their education, and take an active role. We pray for good working relationship between the parents and the teachers, that parents would respect and support the teachers and administration, but also feel free to bring up issues that they're concerned about in a kind and gentle manner. We pray that they would create an atmosphere at home that would help children learn and grow, that parents would take the initiative to teach and train the children at home, and that they would exercise appropriate discipline, that their hearts would be out of love. So we ask that you would grant them wisdom, patience, insight. We pray for a spirit of prayer even among the leaders at the schools to be able to communicate well to the parents. And we pray, Father, that parents will be sensitive and wise to the needs of their children, how to stand in the gap when there is potential bullying going on, how to train their children not to fight, but how to stand and to ignore, and how to be kind, and that the kindness would lead others to repentance. We pray, God, for the parents to model a vibrant life of prayer, faith, and Bible study, and embrace their role as chief disciple makers in the home. And then when they have to decide whether to send their child to a public, private, or home school, that they would have the wisdom, resources, courage, and support necessary to do what's best for their family financially and time-wise. That they would engage with their local school system, wisdom and courage to counter ungodly influences and indoctrination within education. They have the wisdom and discernment to know when their child is struggling with something spiritually, relationally, academically, and seek the Lord how to handle it. We pray the parents' marriages would be strong, then single parents would get support from others to be able to help their child be successful. And we thank you, Father, that you know that you are the one who gave them the parents, and you are the ultimate parent of us. So we pray, Father, for just an anointing to cross over parents, and that this next year we will see a greater influence of parents in the school. As a result, the students will be more successful. In Jesus' name.